You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
There is no off-season for volunteering. We're asking the best fans in the NFL to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. We're just over an hour away from the U.S. men's national team in their World Cup game against Belgium. Let's go, USA. We're calling our shots. Here it is. Reg, 2-1, America.
America. I love it. I love it. I'm with you. I hope offensively they get way more aggressive on the attack than they were the other day.
Michael Bradley needs to step up.
I hope so, Michael. What about
Move the bus today, guys. Move the bus.
Don't what?
Against Germany, they park the bus. What
the
bus. That means is they just park everybody in front of the goal. And
all right,
Nathan,
I want to be that optimistic. I would love it. I hope you're right, and they can ring the bell twice. I'm thinking only once. I'm going to say a 1-1 stalemate.
A stalemate, and where's it going to end? Then we got penalty kicks.
Our goalie,
kicks. Tim Howard's phenomenal.
All right, then we'll take the win then. But I believe after it's going to go into penalty kicks 1-1.
All right, Gibbs, what do you say?
2-1 on penalty kicks.
2-1 on penalty kicks. Ooh, U.S.?
U.S.?
Yes.
All right. Well,
of course,
we'll
I'm wearing
the
U.S.
thing.
Scarf today. I've got my soccer thing going. I got the whole outfit. I'm ready to go. If I can make it to Marriott's by 4 o'clock, it's going to get ugly.
You're going to be in good shape. Now,
yeah.
The thing about this is, you know, when you look at this game, the U.S., you got to feel like we can beat Belgium. Come on. Great waffles. Good chocolate. I had a great time in Brussels.
Other than that,
a young man.
Listen, I'm going to defer to you guys here.
It's a tough one.
I just worry again about them. I just don't like what they're doing on the attack on the offensive end. I am no soccer aficionado, but it seems to me that they get too complacent and that they don't put themselves in position to carry play for minutes at a time. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Well, how do you just flip the switch and do that?
You got to. That's just the way Reg.
Okay.
Sometimes you got
to.
So
it's like an offense in football that hadn't done a damn thing for 57 minutes and got about 104 yards with no touchdowns.
And then you
want to flip the switch and say we're going to go 92 yards and
All
win
right.
this.
Tim Tebow win the Denver Broncos. That's exactly what they would do.
Okay.
3.5 quarters of nothing, and then he did his Tebow thing.
Right,
now,
listen,
granted, it lasted
I'm
one season,
guys.
But
I'm,
it was a magical season. Let's
I hope
see
you're
it.
Right. I hope
All
you're
right.
right.
We gotta wrap up, guys, but I'll leave you with this tweet. This is from our first, the second, at 55 Brown fan. The selfie he would take with Holmgren and Shermer in the playoff ticket seats watching the Cleveland Browns.
I like that one. That is nice.
There
That's
go,
a shot, folks.
Very creative.
Shots fired. I also like this from the
Shots
real.
Shots fired over the bow is right.
The real Chase J. Manziel and Tupac, #, he's still alive. I like that. Keep the faith.
Maybe Johnny can go find Elvis, too.
That's right. Maybe he can.
Yeah.
If anybody could.
Johnny can.
Johnny can. That's right. He's in Vegas enough. All right. For Michael Reggae, I'm Nathan Zagura saying happy birthday to Ray Farmer, saying go USA. Reg, you got anything you want to throw in here to leave the
peace? No, I'm with you. Red, white, and blue, man. Let's wave it and get a victory today. No, Gibbs, great work. Always good stuff.
Yes, and of course we want to thank
Browns
Joel
Nation
Corey.
Too.
We got to thank the Browns Nation. We have got to thank Tanya Ganguly and John Kime from ESPN. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go.
USA! USA!
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.